This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, dairy economist Bill Brooks from Stonehart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.
Bill, the U.S. all milk price set another record high in April, but feed prices keep rising too.
Correct, and we had an all-time record high for our calculated feed costs to produce milk out there. Unfortunately, we didn't get an all-time record high in our income over feed because that gap between the milk price and the feed costs is narrower than 17 other months that we've had over time there. But it has been a while since we've seen these kind of feed costs moving up to this level. We had a $27.10 all milk price, as mentioned, all-time record high, $8.80 over last year. But like I say, our feed costs went up on the back of corn and soybean prices, which also hit all-time record highs for the month of April. And we're in the top two and four for soybeans and corn, respectively. So just didn't keep the feed costs down enough to take full advantage and push that income over feed costs up to a record level. But it's still a very high income for us over our feed costs to help offset some of these other really heavy and high costs that we have in the other parts of our dairy operation.
Well, Bill, how high do you see, like, soybeans at $15.80 a bushel and corn at $7.08? These are extraordinary figures. How much higher will they go?
They, at the moment, at least anyway, have slowed down some in their rise. We've seen markets come off this week, but there is that problem that a lot of what's going on in the marketplace right now is not fundamental. And because of the delayed plantings and things like that, I know that there's been a lot of folks who've been worried about, you know, $10 corn and close to $20 beans out there. And so there is still, depending on how our growing conditions go here in the U.S. and as well as the condition in Ukraine, they very well could approach that $10 and $20 level respectively.
Very scary times. Bill Brooks, dairy economist with Stonehart Consulting in Dearborn, Missouri.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Another simple miracle moment with Hank and Laura.
How or what we think impacts everything in our lives.
The bad news is that much of our thinking happens unconsciously. This week, be more aware of the words that come out of your mouth.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, has announced a comprehensive framework for transforming the nation's food system from the bottom up. We hear more from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
The Agriculture Department has already invested billions of dollars into transforming the food system to make it more resilient and fair to producers and consumers.
Today, I'm announcing a series of additional investments.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack at Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., Wednesday, announcing his comprehensive framework for a transformed food system.
A fair and more competitive food system, consistent with access to safe, healthy, nutritious, and affordable food, one that includes voluntary incentives in climate-smart agriculture and forestry, providing competitive advantage for American producers, one that creates new opportunities for small and mid-sized and underserved producers, and for real good job creation in rural communities.
With more emphasis on local and regional food production and processing, that is what Vilsack called his vision for the food system. And he said at USDA,
we're going to continue to do everything we can to turn this vision into a reality.
This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
People will say dairy farmers should help the planet. We say help yourself first. Introducing Agilin Ruminant from FeedWorks USA, the first and only product certified to improve feed efficiency while reducing enteric methane. Research shows a gain of 50 cents to more than 70 cents per cow per day for the cost of about a nickel per day. That's a return on investment of up to 14 to 1. Proven profits for you while having a positive impact on the environment. It's a win-win. More than 1.5 million dairy cows worldwide are fed Agilin Ruminant. Learn more at theagilinstory.com.